Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Oh, Brian, hang on. Are you saying Adam hasn't turned up?
The whole team's waiting for him.
I don't know where he is. We had an argument yesterday afternoon. I walked out, and when I got back...
Right, I see.
I've rung Lillian, Brenda, all of her friends, and he's not answering his mobile.
I know. All I get is his voicemail.
He's never done this before. And for him not to turn up for work...
Well, look, in that case, I probably shouldn't tie up the phone. Look, if you do hear from him, though, tell him I've had to give the team their instructions as best I can.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, Brian.
Well, it's not your fault, Ian. Bye, then.
Yeah, bye. Right, okay. Adam, please don't have done anything stupid. Come on. Answer.
Adam? Are you going to answer that?
No. No, I'll deal with it later. You, finished in the bathroom?
Yeah. Hang on. Where are you going?
Pavel, I need to shower.
Why do you rush? The room is still ours, yes? We don't have to leave.
Pavel, stop it. I'm already late. Last night, it was a one-off, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I was drunk. I was angry. It's not who I am.
I understand.
You do?
Yeah, it's all right.
I shouldn't have got you involved. It was supposed to be a drink.
But you had a good time, yes?
Pavel.
You did enjoy it.
I have to go. I'll shower later.
But what about breakfast?
We haven't got time. Put your clothes on. I need to get back.
Lucas definitely wasn't telling me everything. He said Kate couldn't come to the phone, but I could hear her in the background.
Yeah, I know, you said.
Oh, Roy.
Wish I knew what the hell was going on.
Hiya, Phoebe.
I thought I said I'd collect the eggs.
Well, I know, but...
So how come you're doing it?
I wasn't sure if you'd remember.
But I wanted to.
Well, all right.
Well, I'd better get ready for work. It's a wedding. Need to put on my best bib and tucker.
Sure.
Well, give me the basket, then.
Phoebe!
I can do it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do it together? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Kind of got used to doing it on my own.
Yeah. Okay. If you like.
I think you'd better get out here. Don't want to be seen arriving on the farm together.
Of course.
It's not far to walk. All right, then?
Yeah. Will I see you later?
What do you mean?
We're at the polytunnels.
Oh, Well, yeah. I expect I'll check in at some point.
Oh, hell.
What?
No, stay there. Morning.
Adam, where have you been?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Who's with you? Is that one of your pickers?
Hello, Brian. It's Pavel.
Yeah, I had to take him to the doctors. He wasn't well.
Is that so?
You're on the mend now, though, aren't you?
Well, you could have let me know, because I had to call Ian in the end. He didn't sound best pleased either.
Really?
Got the impression he was worried sick.
Right.
Did you even bother to pick up my messages?
No, I didn't have my mobile. I must have left it...
Don't bother. As long as you're still managing the arable, you need to shape up. You hear?
I spoke to Lucas last night.
Huh?
He was telling me more about that taxi ride.
Mum?
Phoebe.
What did he say?
Not much. Come on, love. Whatever's happened, I won't mind. You can talk to me.
No. Oh, sweetheart, please. Just tell me what's wrong.
Mum, it was horrible.
What was? Phoebe, what on earth's happened?
Oh, for... Can somebody fetch the dustpan, please? Adam?
Hi.
Oh, thank God, where are you?
I'm at work, I'm on the farm.
Where have you been?
Just in Felpersham. I wanted to get away, but then I started on the vodkas.
Well, who were you with?
No one. No, I had far too much to drink. In the end, I had to check into a hotel.
Oh, you had to, did you?
Well, I couldn't get a taxi.
Well, I would have picked you up.
Well, I suppose. I was in such a state, though. I just staggered up to my room and passed out. I only woke up about an hour ago.
All right.
I really am sorry, though.
Yeah, so you keep saying. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, I think it's definitely going to be omelettes for lunch. What do you say?
Yeah, great.
You want to help me clean the eggs?
Actually, I thought I might go on the computer. Is that okay?
Of course it is. Before you go, though, Phoebe...
Yeah?
Promise me you're not to blame yourself, okay?
Okay.
Go on, then.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, Phoebe!
Hey, Dad. Very smart.
Thank you. Is she all right?
Shut the door.
Hayley?
I've just got a bit more out of her.
Oh, have you?
You won't like it. Even I'm shocked by this one.
Why? What is it? Hayley?
It's Kate. She's been having an affair. Yeah, and Phoebe found out.
But with who?
Does it matter? The point is, Kate lied to Phoebe, let her down again, dumping her, pretending that a friend was ill so she could be with... Well, you can guess.
God, you've got to be joking.
That's why Phoebe was in the cab. They'd been rowing. Kate was trying to talk her way out of it and Phoebe couldn't stand it.
Right.
Phoebe was running away.
You're back.
Ian, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be at Grey Gables.
Yeah, Gordon's taking the lunch service. I needed some sleep. I didn't get much last night.
Right. Well, come on then. Tell me what an arrogant, self-centred fool I've been.
I'm not going to.
Well, I deserve it.
Well, I don't want to. Look, I was angry before, but, well... I said some pretty nasty things yesterday, too.
They were true, though.
No, listen. I'm just glad you're back.
But I don't care if it's been a few weeks or a few years.
It's over now.
You should have told us for Phoebe's sake.
Have you finished?
We trusted you to take care of
her. What do you want me to say? Well done, you were right. You and Hayley, you were both right.
Kate.
Don't you think I know I've ruined everything? This was my chance, Roy, to make up for leaving her.
Listen, Kate, I didn't mean to shout. I just wish you told us. I mean, how could you think we didn't need to know?
I just couldn't.
Why not?
Because I was ashamed. You can understand that, can't you?
Yeah, okay. So, what did... I mean, how did...
Lucas wanted to move to Durban. I didn't. I thought he was obsessed with his career.
Right.
I just wanted to feel like my life mattered too.
Does he know?
Hmm?
Lucas, about the affair?
Yes. Does she really hate me?
No. Phoebe's a smart girl. You don't have to worry. I'm sure she'll come round. It's not as if we don't want her to have a relationship with you.
Don't we?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, we'll be okay.
Mum!
Phoebe!
I'm off to Josh's now.
Rightio.
I'll probably have lunch over there.
Oh, okay. Fine. Phoebe, I've been thinking. How about we have another go at your welcome home party?
Sure.
We never really got to do it properly last week. I'm so glad you're home safe and sound. We need to celebrate, don't we?
What is it? What's the matter, Adam?
I am a hypocrite. You were right.
You're passionate, that's all.
No. Look, I just wish you'd talk to me before making big decisions.
I know.
And whatever I think about the dairy, it's genuinely got nothing to do with your inheritance.
I know, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, it's about a lot of things, Ian. Brian's just one of them.
Exactly. And just because I'm comfortable where I am...
That's not your problem, though.
No, listen. Maybe I'm too comfortable. I mean, I've been at Grey Gables now a long time. I've done everything I want to do.
So?
Perhaps this is the push I need.
Are you saying you'd leave?
I'm saying I don't want to be scared like that again. I mean, if you're really so unhappy, then I'll come with you. Wherever.
Ian.
Hey, come on now. We promised to support each other, didn't we?
I know.
In good times and bad.
Precisely.
What is it?
I don't know how to tell you. I don't deserve you.
Well, of course you do. You're you. I mean, although... I mean, you do some stupid things sometimes. By the way...
What?
I think you need to freshen up. You must have got yourself into a right state last night.
I'm feeling pretty wretched.
Well, you better go and jump in the shower.
Yep.
Just don't go doing anything like that without me again.
So what am I going to eat?
Well, I did tell you I was going to Jenny's for lunch. I'm sure you can fend for yourself.
Lillian, you haven't spent all morning with the accountant.
No, my lipstick's smudged.
Oh.
So what did he say then? Can't be that bad.
We're not maximising our assets.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, cash flow, basically. The flat at Hillside's still empty. We've got a charity case in number 3, the Green.
Oh, don't start that again.
Well, it's true.
If anyone's being charitable, it's Mum for subsidising Daryl and Ilona.
Yeah, then there's the house over in Hollerton. We could be asking at least double the rent there.
Oh, hardly.
Well, we could if we did it up. Good-sized period property, might even divide into apartments.
But we can't, can we?
No. What was the pity?
Not while the Walters are still living there.
I only bought the damn place because I thought they wouldn't be there much longer.
They have a long-term lease. If they live to 100, they're entitled to stay where they are.
By which time I'll probably have keeled over.
Now, I need to go.
We should be squeezing every last penny we can from our properties.
I couldn't agree more.
You do?
Yeah, of course. So, find a tenant for Hillside and stop fretting about the Walters. There's absolutely nothing that you can do.
Did I tell you I saw Susan in the shop? I didn't like to ask how she was, you know. What, with Keith getting arrested?
No.
I mean, I've heard all the stories about Clive, but... now Keith as well. It's like having the craze for your brothers. Well, isn't it, Mike?
Hmm?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You're not listening.
I'm sorry, love. He was saying about Keith?
No, I'm only prattling on.
Oh, I don't know, I'm just tired, that's all.
I know.
You don't think you're coming down with something?
No, I'm fine.
Well, you do look ever so pale. Let me finish.
Like a Vicky!
No, you've not got a temperature.
Stop it, people are watching.
No, they're not. What are you talking about?
Well, I've got to be twice the age of the next oldest father here. Probably wondering what on earth I'm doing.
Don't be daft. They're thinking about their own babies and having their scans.
Well, I wish they'd hurry up. They'd sat here for ages.
We should stop off on the way back and get something for Phoebe's party. Did she seem happier to you yesterday evening?
I suppose.
Oh, it was lovely watching her help Abby on a tricycle. I expect it's just taken her a while for her to settle back in. Oh, that's us.
Huh?
On the screen.
Oh, right.
Well, you are coming, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Mike?
I just wasn't sure if I was allowed.
Of course you're allowed. It's your baby too.
Adam.
I said you can ask Natalia if you've any problems.
No, wait, hang on.
Pavel.
Where are you going?
I only dropped by to check up on things.
You did not want to say hello?
Hello, okay? Now I really do have to get on.
Adam.
What?
You should not look so worried. Nobody knows what we talk about. You are my boss, yes?
Yes, I am.
So, you can do what you want.
Listen.
That's kind of exciting.
Pavel, please.
Yes?
No. I feel bad enough already. Look, I'm not blaming you. You're a very sweet guy.
Thank you.
But you're right. I am your boss. It's just not appropriate.
What is appropriate?
Adam, darling, here you are. Your mum said you might be.
Yes, thank you, Pavel. You can go back to picking now.
I was hoping to find you.
Well, go on.
Yes, boss. Excuse me.
Oh, not at all.
Sorry about that, Lillian. Staffing problems.
Well, must be a nice problem to have. Don't know how you keep your hands to yourself.
So, what can I do for you?
Adam, I'm worried about you. And so's your mother. I've just had lunch with her. She's beside herself.
Well, she shouldn't be. It's between Brian and me.
Oh, that's tosh, darling, and you know it. I spoke to Ian on Friday night. He told me you disappeared. Don't tell me there isn't more to it.
Look, I'm really busy.
Nonsense.
I have to get back to the combine.
You can spare me 5 minutes. Come on. It's time for a chat with your Auntie Lil.
Careful, Mike. Mind Daniel.
Yeah, I know. I'm slowing.
Well, that is such a beautiful horse.
Used to be Nigel's.
Of course it did, yeah. Oh, I'd love to have learnt to ride when I were a girl. Maybe when the little one's old enough, eh? What do you think?
Yeah, just as soon as we've won the lottery.
No, I know. Well, maybe a rocking horse then for the nursery. Would you like that? To play on when you're older? Oh, Mike. It feels as though I've only just properly taken it in, seeing the ultrasound. It's really real, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Well, you must have felt it too. It's like there's actually a little person in there now.
You're right. It's quite something.
Perhaps we could start thinking of names.
Hold on.
How about Dorothy?
Dorothy?
What if it's a girl? Dot was my grandmother's name.
Oh, right.
I think it means gift. And this baby's a gift, isn't it, Mike?
Absolutely.
Well, I think so anyway.
Right, here we are.
Come on then. Let's get inside and put the kettle on and we can start making a list.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Just a possibility.
I've got to get back to Grange Farm.
I thought you said you'd got everything done.
Well, there's always summer, isn't there?
Right, I see.
I'll be as quick as I can.
No, it's fine. I should let you get on.
I'm sorry, love, but...
I'll have supper ready for you when you get back.
Vicky!
Bye!
Take it easy. Don't wear yourself out.
I'm serious, Adam. Don't you dare abandon
me. Lillian.
I'll go start staring mad if you and Ian leave Ambridge.
I might go mad if I stay. It is my life, Lillian. I have to do what's right for me.
Yeah. Just don't discount what you already have. I do understand how you feel. For a long time, I thought you couldn't drag me back for love or money, and yet, here I am.
That's different.
Is it? You're not the 20-something you were when you went to Africa, Adam. Maybe it doesn't feel like it now, but as you get older, home and family, you know, you start to value them more.
Well, I don't feel very valued at the moment.
Oh, darling.
Not the way I'm being treated by Brian and Debbie.
And what does Ian have to say about it?
Ian?
Yeah. I mean, how does he feel?
Well, he says he'll go wherever I want.
Really? He said that?
Yes, Lillian. You can see how frustrated I am.
I'm just surprised, that's all. I mean, he's so happy in Ambridge. He loves his job.
Yes, of course.
And you've got the most beautiful home together.
Lillian!
I just find it hard to believe that it's what he really wants.
I never said it was what he wants, did I? It's not like I know what we're going to do.
All right.
We haven't made a decision yet. I just need time to think.
Yeah, and that is fine. Darling, as I say, I do understand.
Sorry.
No. Look, I'll leave you to it. I've had my 5 minutes worth, but just bear in mind, Adam, there is no point running off to pastures new if it just makes Ian miserable instead. Okay? Bye then. Bye, darling.
Yeah, bye.
Adam?
Huh?
Are you okay? Or can I help?
Help?
You do not look happy.
No, Pavel. I'm fine. I've got work to do, but I'm sure you do too.
Oh, Matt, there you are.
All right.
I wonder where you got to. I've bought a couple of cards for Shula and Kenton's birthday.
Oh.
It's on Wednesday. You didn't actually go to the ball, did you?
No.
So, where have you been?
I paid the Walters a house call.
You did what?
Yeah, I thought I'd make them an offer they couldn't refuse.
Oh, Matt.
Except that's precisely what they did do. Those two, Lillian, they're like a pair of limpets. The harder you kick, the stronger they hold on.
What offer? What did you say to them?
I was very polite. I simply suggested they might like to move into the flat at Hillside.
Oh.
You told me I should find a tenant.
Well, no wonder they said no.
I even offered to help pay for the move.
It's too small.
It's perfect for them. It's on the ground floor. It's nice and warm.
And it's directly underneath Harry and Jazza. It's completely inappropriate for a couple of their age.
Well, so's that damned house. It's a death trap.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
Have you seen how steep those stairs are? Lord knows how Joyce gets up and down with her hip.
Yeah, well, that is their choice, isn't it? Huh?
If they're happy.
Where are you going?
I need to phone Jenny.
I thought you'd just seen her.
Could you sign the cards so I can put them in their envelopes?
Look, the longer we leave that house the way it is, the more it's going to cost to do it up.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, the place is falling down around them.
Well, then we'll just have to make the essential repairs. Look on it as a long-term investment.
Oh.
Look, not everything is an opportunity to make a quick buck.
Yeah, well, a quick buck wouldn't go amiss at the moment.
Mike, what are you doing sitting there?
Oh, hi, love.
How long have you been back?
Not long, 10 minutes or so.
Oh, I was out in the garden. You've got the ultrasound.
I can't stop staring at it.
Mike, look, I know this isn't necessarily what you wanted.
Huh?
But if you could just feel a little bit the way I do.
Oh, no.
You'd change your mind.
No, Vicky.
You'd be just as thrilled as I am.
And I am.
What? You are?
Yes. It's taken a while to sink in, but... Well, look. That's my son. Or my daughter. It's amazing. I can't help it.
You really mean that?
Of course I do.
Oh, my.
Vicky?
You were scaring me.
No.
I thought you were going to say you didn't want it.
Oh, don't fret. I can see what it means to you. I love you. I only want to make you happy.
Oh. I promise. This'll be the best thing that's ever happened, you'll see.
Oh, absolutely.
I suppose the next thing to do is to tell everyone. I wondered about Phoebe's party tomorrow. All the most important people will be there. Roy and Hayley and Tom and Brenda.
No, hang on, hang on. Look, give me a chance.
But I thought you...
No, one step at a time, though. Oh, I've only just got my own head round it. I don't even know how they're going to react.
Oh, but Mike, I'm bursting to spill the beans.
No, honestly, love...
Oh, no, they'll be delighted.
Vicky, please, let me choose my moment. All right.
Brian, where are you? We're going to be late for Phoebe's party.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm waiting for you. Thought I might as well check my emails. Oh. Just give me a minute. It's about the dairy.
If I'd known you were doing that, I'd have rung Alice. Oh, I do hope her interview went well.
Well, she obviously impressed them the first time round.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be such a relief if she got the job. She only has that one other interview in Coventry and her options are... Well, they're so limited.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it? To keep her close to home?
Rory! Come on, darling. Oh, put your shoes on.
Look, Jenny, stop worrying. Adam's not going to leave. He's just throwing his toys out of the pram.
This isn't a game to him, Brian. This is about what he wants to do with his life.
Fine, then. Let him go off and run a kibbutz for a year or two. I won't stop him coming back.
Well, please just speak to him.
There, that's done.
Well, tell him you want him to stay.
Right, I'm ready. Well, what are we waiting for? I thought we were going to be late.
Dad, get out the way.
Hey, what are you doing with that, Phoebe?
Let me.
No, it'll go out. You're not going to put washing up liquid on it.
No, Dad, look. You can use the bottles like bellows. It's a trick Lucas taught me.
Oh, right. Very clever.
We had barbecues all the time.
Did you know?
It wasn't that great.
But Phoebe...
See, it's taking already.
Look, you mustn't let what happened spoil the good times you had.
I know.
No, really, Phoebe. Grown-ups do stupid things sometimes. I certainly have.
Okay, fine.
Come on then, hand it over.
You need to point it at the bake.
Hello, hello, evening.
Oh, hi, Vicky.
We couldn't wait any longer.
Oh, now that's what I like to see. Oh, hey, you've got that going nicely, son.
Yeah.
Oh, happy homecoming, love.
Thanks, Grandma Vicky.
Can I get you both a drink?
Well, we brought some beer.
Oh, well, hand them here. Vicky?
Oh, I suppose I really ought to stick to the soft stuff.
Oh, why's that? Not driving anywhere, are you?
No, but...
She's having a bit of a detox, isn't you, love?
Yeah, doctor's orders.
Oh, really?
I'll have an orange juice.
Well, for sure.
Roy, I think Brian and Jennifer are here.
Okay.
I'll go.
So that's a glass for Dad and an orange juice.
Oh, Roy, could you put some lemonade in it? At least then I could pretend it's a box fizz.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Oh, Mike, are you sure we can't tell them?
No, I told you.
But I'm just bursting.
It's Phoebe's party. Oh. Don't spoil it. We'll tell them soon enough.
No, I do, Mum. I love it.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure. Oh, more wine, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, just a drop.
Have you seen my room?
No.
Oh, we have, haven't we, Mike?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's very sophisticated.
Hayley, love.
Your fairy lights are so
pretty. Do you want
pretty,
anything with
darling?
Your burger?
Oh, please, just some salad and pasta.
This is top notch, by the way.
Oh, cheers, Brian. Do you mind keeping an eye on the barbie, Dad?
Oh, no, of course not.
Just while I'm eating.
Yeah, right,
there's plenty if anyone's still hungry.
Oh, Mike, can you get me another drumstick?
Oh, yeah, all right, love.
Oh, I could eat enough for two people. Good job I don't need to be on a diet.
I must say, Vicky, you're looking very well.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
You've got a real glow, don't you think so, Hayley?
Oh, now that you mention
it. Oh, I wish I could tell you my secret.
Roy said something about you going on a detox.
Oh, yes, I don't expect it's that, though.
I might go and keep Mike company.
Oh, right, okay. So, what is it then?
Oh, no. It's nothing.
Actually, I might have a little bit more.
Well, maybe Jennifer knows.
Me?
Well, you're looking ever so well yourself. It must be having Rory.
Oh, hardly.
Well, isn't it true what they say? Children keep you young.
Oh, I wish. Oh, you can have Abby if you want to try it out.
No, that won't be necessary.
Why? You're not pregnant, are you, Grandma Vicky?
Well...
Pregnant?
Don't be silly.
Now, that really would be a secret.
So, how's it all going with the dairy, then?
Oh, you know how these things are.
Uh-huh.
But once harvest's done, we can make a start on the footings and the tank for the AD plant.
What about Adam? Is he still against it?
Thanks for offering to take my plate, Brian.
Oh, sorry, darling.
Oh, look, what can I get you, Jennifer?
Oh, I'll have some chicken, please.
Rightio. Sorry, Brian, you were saying?
Yeah, well, he's still not very happy.
Oh, who's this?
Adam. It doesn't matter, though.
Here we go.
We can always get in someone else to manage the arable.
Oh, can we?
Yes, to accommodate Adam's concerns.
Oh, I see. It's accommodation now, is it?
There's salad on the table if you want it. Just help yourself.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yes. Yes, I think I will.
Oh, that's a bit of a sore point.
Sorry I asked.
Oh, no, not at all.
Mike?
Hmm?
Although, do you mind if...
No, go ahead. No, here's your drumstick, love.
Jenny?
I think they've guessed.
Hey?
Phoebe, she just asked if I was pregnant.
Why would she ask you that?
I don't know. Female intuition, perhaps.
What did you say?
Nothing, but we're going to have to tell them.
Vicky, no.
What if somebody else asks? I can't keep pretending.
But Brenda and Tom aren't even here yet.
Oh, Brenda already knows.
You what?
Well, she's known for ages.
How?
Oh, never mind about that. Please, Mike. Say we're going to make the announcement now.
Oh, finally, I actually get to eat.
Oh, well done, Chef.
Oh, you too.
And it's nice to see Phoebe actually enjoying herself.
Oh, tell me about it. You see, I can't help wondering, as horrible as it's been for her,
that
maybe it's not such a bad thing she's seeing what Kate can be really like.
We'll talk about it later.
Are you coming to join us?
Well, yes, if you don't mind.
No,
pull up a chair.
Right.
Oh, cheers, Roy.
Oh, well, isn't this lovely? Thank you for arranging it all.
It's our pleasure.
Oh, how's she been?
Better than she was when she arrived, that's for sure.
Well, she's certainly grown up, hasn't she?
Well, she's had to, hasn't she?
Oh, excuse me, everyone. Mike, it's okay. Oh, can I have your attention? Where's Phoebe?
Not sure.
Phoebe, where are you, love?
Dad? Hang on, Roy.
Phoebe!
Jenny, listen, I didn't mean...
Brian, not now.
Well, I only said that to Mike because...
You don't have to say anything.
Maybe she's gone inside.
It's our business, and you don't have to spread it to all and sundry.
Shall I look?
But, Jenny...
Look, just be quiet and eat your hot dog.
Here I am.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. We've got something important to tell you. Mike, do you...
No, you carry on.
Right, well, I'm not sure how you meant to do this, but today we're not only welcoming Phoebe back home, there's also going to be another addition to the family. Mm. Me and Mike, we're having a baby. Isn't it fantastic?
But how?
What do you mean, how? The usual way?
Roy, I only found out a few days ago.
Oh, my Lord!
It's okay, Jennifer, we're very happy.
Lulu, quickly look, somebody, the barbecue's on fire.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Mum, I can't see the picture.
Oh, sorry, Phoebe.
What do you reckon, eh? That's your little aunt or uncle?
How weird is that? I was only joking when I asked.
You were joking?
Oh, well, that doesn't matter now.
Honestly, both of you, it's brilliant.
Roy, do you need a hand?
No, don't worry.
Sorry about the barbecue. You haven't had to throw too much food away, have you?
No, I told you, Dad. Don't worry.
So, when was your scan?
Only yesterday. I'm 18 weeks.
Look, I'll be back in a minute.
I've had a few blood tests as well.
Right.
And I shall get the results back soon.
Well... Aren't you full of surprises?
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm sorry I gatecrashed your party, Phoebe.
That's okay.
I just couldn't keep it to myself.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't. You couldn't have timed it better.
Roy? Hey, Dad. Do you want another beer?
No.
Well, I think I might have one.
Are you all right, son?
Yeah, of course.
I thought you seemed a bit...
What?
You know, this weren't something me and Vicky planned. It were an accident.
Oh, Dad, you don't have to explain it.
But I know, but... I didn't mean you to find out this way. Vicky, she doesn't always understand... You might have mixed feelings.
Well, it was quite a bolt out of the blue.
Well, exactly. And what with your mum?
Mum?
Yeah. Well, I thought you might feel like I was leaving her behind, starting a new family.
No. Look. No, I'm sorry if I seem a bit, it's just a lot to take in.
Well, yeah, of course.
But if you and Vicky are happy, then so am I.
You mean that?
What do you want me to do? A jig?
Oh, no.
Well, you didn't want a quiet retirement anyway, did you?
No, suppose I didn't.
Well, I don't think Mike looked very happy, do you?
Well, I can't say I noticed.
More like a rabbit in the headlights. Do you think Vicky forced him into it?
Oh, I don't suspect she pinned him down.
But this can't be what he wanted, surely. Ooh, I wonder what the rest of the village will make of it.
Well, don't go spreading it about to all and sundry.
Honestly, as if I
Brian!
Ought.
Jennifer! Have you seen the scan?
No.
It's quite something, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is indeed. And we were just saying it. It really is marvellous.
Were we? Yes, we were.
You must be absolutely thrilled.
Oh, I am. Looks like we're both in the same boat.
I'm sorry.
Well, you'll have to give me some tips about being an older parent. Oh, no, it's going to be a challenge, especially for Mike. But if you can manage at your age, then we must be able to.
Quite. Well, I think it's probably time we were going.
Oh, no.
It's nearly Rory's bedtime.
Not in the holiday, surely?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Rory, we're leaving
You
now.
Wanted tips? Watch and learn.
Yes, I guess so.
Bye, Vicky.
Bye, Brian.
Oh, are you off?
Yes, think so.
Well, see you then.
Yeah, bye, Mike. And well done.
Oh,
cheers.
Take care now.
Yes, you too.
What did I tell you? Brian and Jennifer are chuffed to bits.
Are they?
Yeah, they just said so. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, I still wish you'd waited.
Oh, I know.
I did ask.
Yes, but come on, Mike. Seriously. Don't you feel better now it's out in the open?
Adam! Darling!
Morning, Mum. You're up early, aren't you?
Oh, well, I've hardly seen you. Would you like a cup of tea before we start? Oh, come on, come inside. It'd be nice to have a chat.
Mum.
I need to tell you all about Phoebe's party.
I can't.
Oh, Adam, wait. You're not really leaving the farm, are you? Lillian says you're seriously thinking about it.
Look,
tell me she's just being melodramatic.
Well, there's not an awful lot keeping me here.
Adam, how can you say that?
I need to go.
That really is rubbish.
I haven't got time for this now.
Well, all right, so you're not going to manage the arable, but you've still got your other businesses, though. And then there's your home. It's been wonderful seeing you come back, settling down with Ian and having a bit of stability in your life. That's all any mother wants.
So do I.
Well, then talk to Brian.
I can't.
Well, look, just for me.
I've got enough to do running his farm. Why don't you talk to him?
Look, I've tried. Oh, Adam, please, darling, you don't have to go. Oh, Adam!
Oh, honestly, you didn't have to...
Oh, stop it, Sheila.
The Olympic tickets would have been enough.
That was for Christmas. This is your birthday present.
Well, it's very sweet of you. You haven't...
It is the make you wanted. I've got the receipt if you want to change it.
No, Alistair, it's perfect. Oh, thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Mm.
Oh, I'll take it with me today. I suppose we ought to leave for the station soon. Oh, gosh, yes.
Finished with your cup?
Oh, yes. Thanks. Do you need a hand?
No, this is your day. Go on, get ready.
Oh, if you're sure. Oh, and Alistair, my handbag is really gorgeous.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I expect that'll be Mum phoning to say happy birthday.
Well, tell her we're just about to leave.
Hello, the stables. Reg, how are you? Nice of you to ring. Oh, no, not again.
Shula?
When you're with me.
hope.
Sorry.
Did you really not sleep last night?
Well, there wasn't much point. The coach to the airport didn't leave till midnight.
What about on the plane?
Not really. This is hour 26.
Good job, we're almost home then.
Oh, looks like you've brought most of the bales in.
Yes, sir?
Did you manage to clear Marnie's?
Oh, yeah, we did. It'll do until we can rebuild the barn.
So mad. I've hardly been gone more than a week and everybody's been arrested.
Oh, and I'm glad. I'd much rather you were on holiday enjoying yourself.
Keith must be terrified.
Pip?
If he's the one who pointed the finger and then the others... Well, they're going to hate him, aren't they? I mean, they're pretty scary people.
Well, I suppose.
What do you think they might do?
Oh, I don't know. And to be honest, I don't care.
Okay, sorry.
No, no. I just want to forget about it now. It's over. Me gorgeous daughter's all.
Yeah. Oh, I've got so many photos to show you. There's this really funny one of Megan with this waiter. He was so after her. Mum?
Sorry?
What is it?
Her by the shop. Is that Sheila talking to Jennifer?
I think so.
That's strange. I thought she was meant to be going to the Olympics.
I was trying to remember exactly how old Mike is. It was his 60th not so long ago.
I've no idea, Jennifer. Listen, I'm terribly sorry, but I need
to... Oh, no, no, of course. You get on. Have you got anything special planned for your birthday?
Well, at this precise moment, I should be on a train to London.
Oh, yes, the Olympics. Oh, I completely forgot.
Oh, don't worry. It obviously wasn't meant to happen anyway. Mark's dad rang just as we were leaving.
Oh?
Bunty's had another fall.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I'm just picking up some groceries for them before I head over.
Well, did they call an ambulance?
Oh, Reg said he didn't want to make a fuss.
Oh, honestly.
I know.
Still called you, though. Isn't there anybody else?
Well, only their neighbours, and they're on holiday.
Oh, no.
I didn't feel I could really say no. Fortunately, Jamie was able to take my ticket. He's gone down to London with Daniel and Alistair.
But what a shame. And on your birthday, too.
I mean, what do you have to do to get locked up in this country? Burn down the entire farm? Crazy, isn't it?
Well, he has to have his day in court, I suppose.
But Keith admits it. How can he still get bail?
Well, at least they've caught him. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Well, that was a relief, wasn't it? You know, when they picked up the rest of the gang.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To be honest, I've been so busy.
Really? Well, I suppose it's not over yet, is it? Still the court case to go.
David, we're back!
Hey, hello, love.
Hiya!
Whoa, you made good time.
The roads were fairly clear.
Blimey, you're brown. How was Turkey?
Fantabulous, sir.
Morning, Adam.
Hi.
Well, come on, put your bag down. Give us a hug.
I wasn't expecting to see you today.
I'm about to leave, actually. I've just been giving Wormits the once-over.
Oh, I thought nice weather like this, you'd be out on the combine.
Well, the rest of them are. Thought I'd nip away for a few hours. I ought to get back. Bye, David.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and thanks for squeezing us in.
No problem. Glad you had a nice holiday, Pip.
Bye.
See you, Adam. Right, I'm off to bed. I reckon I'm going to sleep for a week.
You do that. Someone's been burning the candle at both ends.
David?
Sorry, love, I was just thinking about Adam. Did he seem a bit odd to you?
Nothing's broken, then?
No, thank goodness. Although her wrist's quite swollen. The doctor's coming in a little while.
And have you spoken to Joanne?
Oh, I've left a message on her mobile. She hasn't called me back, though.
Oh, now, there's a surprise.
Well, she can hardly do much from Cornwall anyway.
They're her parents, Shula. This is the second time Bunty's fallen now.
Yes, I know.
If they can't manage, Joanne's going to have to look into sheltered accommodation or something.
But they won't move, Alistair.
Well, they're going to have to. They can afford somewhere nice.
Oh, that's not the point.
The hell's only going to get worse.
Oh, I've had this conversation. They won't listen.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just upset for you, that's all. This was supposed to be your special day.
It is what it is. Are you and the boys having a nice time, though?
Oh, yeah, they're loving it. I'm not sure show jumping's quite Jamie's thing.
No.
But it's just an experience being here.
Well, I suppose I ought to let you get back to enjoying it.
You sure?
Yeah. The doctor should be arriving soon anyway.
All right.
To be honest, I'd quite like to speak to him. I want to ask about getting Bunty and Reg an alarm. You know, one of those ones you hang round your neck.
Yeah, I know.
And there must be lots of other ways to make the house safer for them.
Oh, sure, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be up to you.
Well, there's nobody else, is there? As long as you're all having a good time.
Oh, hello. You up so soon?
Typical, isn't it?
Do you want some coffee?
Oh, please.
I take it you had a good time.
Oh, so much fun. We went paragliding and everything.
Paragliding?
Yeah. Megan was almost sick. We'd like booked in advance, and then the night before she had loads of cocktails. She was so hungover.
Mm. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
But you didn't fly on your own.
No, Dad.
Well, I don't know. I don't get to go on exciting holidays.
They strap you to an instructor. I had this really fit German guy.
Did you now?
Oh, it was amazing. You just run towards the edge of the mountain and then you just land on the beach.
Oh, great. Meanwhile, the rest of us have been labouring away.
Oh, and I did some belly dancing.
Hi.
You did what?
I didn't want to. I got dragged up on stage.
Oh. David, have Ben and Josh had the lunch?
Yep, they've gone off on their bikes.
When?
10 minutes ago. It's all right, you don't have to worry.
No, I know.
It's good they feel safe to go off on their own.
Hmm, it's true. Oh, it's just automatic.
Yeah, everything's okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about you? Can I get you some lunch?
Well, I wouldn't say no to a ham sandwich.
Okay, go on then. You sit down here.
Thanks.
You know, you two should go away for a holiday.
Oh, that would be nice.
Not if it involves belly dancing.
Belly dancing?
Haven't you told you?
I don't mean turkey or anything.
Your daughter is now an expert.
Honestly?
Look, I'm being serious. Even if it's just for a few days, I can look after the farm.
Oh, Pip, it's a nice idea.
You deserve a break. Mum, you're still jumpy. So you should go off and relax somewhere and let me handle things.
We can't expect you to look after everything.
Why not? Don't you think I'm capable?
Of course we do.
And there's always Eddie if I have any problems.
Well, that's true.
And Josh can help too.
What? You mean and not come with us?
He is almost 15. It's not like he'd have any fun with you two. Plus, he'll enjoy the responsibility.
Well, maybe. What do you think, love?
We'd still take Ben.
Absolutely. I've had my holiday. Why shouldn't you have one too?
Adam, please don't walk away from me.
Mum, I'm busy.
Adam, please. Please, darling. You've worked so hard building up your side of the farm. Why do you want to go away now?
You know why.
Just explain it to me.
You know what Brian's like.
But there's something else.
Then I don't know what you want me to say.
Look, I can see it in your face. There's something troubling you. What is it, darling?
Nothing.
No, what's upsetting you?
Look, I just can't do it anymore. If I carry on the way I am, I'm going to wreck everything.
Well, wreck what? I mean, Adam, what are you talking
just
about?
Forget it.
No, no, seriously.
I'm stressed and I'm tired.
Look, I know you're upset with Brian, but you've had your accident as well, and
it's not.
I'm not sure you're in any fit state to be making these big decisions. Look, you've made such a wonderful life here for you and Ian.
I know, exactly.
So why give it up?
Mum.
You're so precious to me. And Ian too. It would actually break my heart if I lost the two of you. Please, darling. Please just think of what you've got. Look, don't do something rash and throw it all away.
Dad, you all right in there? Come on, it's gone 7. We need to get down the field.
You're all right, all right.
There you are.
A man deserves a bit of peace when he's on the throne.
We ain't got time for you to contemplate the universe. We need to get the burgers cooking before the others arrive.
Eddie, don't mention the boar. All this rich meat's playing havoc with me insides.
Oh.
Just
Just one night, couldn't we have a nice salad or something?
Salad?
My digestion isn't up to it.
Yeah, then all the more reason to feed as much as we can to the cider club. You heard Clary? She ain't wasting money down the supermarket while we've still got a freezer full of wild boar to shift.
Oh, I wish we just buried the damn animal.
I wouldn't have got my photo in the paper then, would I? I sold another one of my statues today. And we'll make money off the burger.
Well, then you can buy me some syrup of figs.
What are you two squabbling about?
Oh, nothing, love. We're just running a bit late.
I hope I didn't just hear you mentioning burger.
No. Of course not.
Eddie?
I told you, we're not going to sell them. Anyhow, we've been eating it for days. We ain't had no problems.
No.
Joe, are you okay?
He's fine. Look, we have to go. Come on, Dad.
Yeah, well, Eddie, I'm serious.
Yeah, all right.
If you come back smelling the grease, there'll be trouble.
Yeah, well, just how much boar could a cider club eat anymore?
Grab that letter for us, will you, Roy?
Where?
It's on the coffee table. Mm. Oh, might as well post it on the way.
Blimey, Dad. You're not going to fall asleep on me.
Oh. Well, if I don't now, I will after a pint of Eddie and Joe's cider. Oh. I tell you, I'll be pleased when Harry and Jazza get back.
Well, you should have had a nap this afternoon.
Oh, chance. It'll be a fine thing. Had to go down the woods.
Well, you didn't have to.
No. I wanted to. At least I had young Jamie to help me. He ain't half bad with a chainsaw.
Oh, is he not?
He's good company, too. You know, we were at the Olympics yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Shula gave him her ticket.
Are you done now?
Eh?
Can we go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right, come on then.
Roy, hang on.
Oh, what is it now?
Vicky, we're going now, love. I'll see you later.
All right, okay. Have fun.
Sorry about that, Linda.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Mike's off to the cider club.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten that was tonight.
So, I'm home by myself. At least I can catch up on the soaps without Mike moaning.
Yes.
I don't mind.
Or you could pop over here. I expect Robert's going as well, and it's better than talking over the phone.
Well, only if you're sure, Linda.
I'd be delighted to see you.
All right. Well, I'll head over now.
Marvellous. Then you can tell me your big news face to face.
You want to be careful, Dad.
Huh?
I spotted the catalogue on the table. You know that company's not cheap.
Ain't it?
Oh, Vicky's making plans for the baby.
Oh, I think she's just browsing.
Well, you might get a nasty surprise. We still got Abby's cot in the loft, if you want to borrow it.
Well, we'll see. Let me just post this letter.
I bet there's loads of other stuff you could have. I mean, Ailey didn't throw anything away.
Well, there's no rush, is there?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's kind of you. I don't know, though. Don't seem quite right.
What do you mean?
Inheriting your granddaughter's things? It's not the way it's supposed to be, is it?
Not sure there is a way it's supposed to be these days.
Well, maybe not.
Dad?
Hmm?
Thought you were pleased.
Oh, I am. I am. It's just...
What? Not in doubts, are you?
Pregnant? So, you haven't heard?
No, not a word.
Oh, I thought you were just being sweet and not spoiling it for me.
No.
All the way word gets around.
Well, honestly, Vicky, I do my best not to engage in village gossip.
Well, that's it. That's my big news.
Well, I don't know what to say. It was the last thing I was expecting.
Oh, imagine how I felt.
Well, quite. Oh, sorry, did you want chamomile?
Oh, don't matter, you've poured it now.
I can make you something else.
No, I need to cut down on my caffeine anyway, you know, the baby.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I have to think about these things now.
So did you go to your doctor after we'd spoken?
No, it was a regular smear test. Of course, I told her what I told you, that I hadn't had a period for a while.
Fig roll?
Sorry?
Would you like a fig roll? I think we have some left.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Well, I put some on a plate anyway.
Yeah, and then the doctor says we'd better check I'm not pregnant. Oh, I could have laughed.
I'm sure.
My mum couldn't believe it either. I phoned her and my stepdad yesterday.
And how does Mike feel?
Well, it was a shock, you can imagine.
Indeed.
But we had our first scan on Monday. Oh, isn't it amazing?
Yes. Yes, yes, it is.
Do you want to say it? I've got the picture in my handbag.
Well, shall we go through first? I think I need to sit down.
Oh, good idea. Honestly, though, Linda, as soon as Mike saw his heart melted, he really couldn't be happier.
I mean, if I'm honest, Roy, I wasn't that keen to have kids the first time round.
Thanks very much.
I wouldn't be without you and Brenda now, but you know how it is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when you're young and you ain't done it before, well, you must have felt the same with Phoebe.
Well, it's scary.
And that's when you got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, but I still wanted her, though. And like you say, I mean, you soon changed your mind.
We were never exactly a hands-on dad, though, was I? Left most of it to your mum.
What are you on about?
Well, I'd like to do more this time, but now I'm an old man.
Oh, will you stop it? You're just talking rubbish.
No, that's true.
Oh, okay, right. So maybe you weren't the kind of dad who changed nappies and cooked meals, but you did loads of other stuff.
Not that much.
Of course you did. Like, remember when you helped me build that den? You know, down in the copse? We collected all those branches and you made a sort of like a wigwam.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So I used to love doing those sort of things for you.
Yeah, well, all right. All right, but maybe I weren't so bad.
And look how great you are with Abby and Phoebe.
Oh, hey, come on, we're here now. Let's concentrate on drinking cider.
No, hold on, Dad. But seriously, just listen. I know that you're worried you're not up to it, but you're still fighting fit.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Look, you're nowhere near ready to slow down, and even when you are, well, as long as the kid knows you love him, I mean, that's the most important thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've been a brilliant dad. And you're going to be again. I mean, you're an old hand.
Well, I hope so.
Aye, aye, there you are, you old dog.
Oh, Eddie.
who'd have thought, you know?
Even Joe.
Mike Tucker's still got lead in his pencil.
So you've heard, then.
Too right, we've heard. Looks like we've got something to celebrate. Oh,
I can't wait to tell them, actually, because I'm normally the one at work who does the whip round for the new mums.
Oh, well, I know that feeling.
And now it'll be my turn, won't it? Oh, I can just see their faces, Linda.
Yes. Well, I'm sure they'll be equally as delighted as I am.
Oh, bless you. I have been meaning to say thank you.
To me? Whatever for?
For when I thought, well, you know, that I was starting the menopause.
Oh.
Oh, you were so reassuring.
Oh, don't mention it, Vicky.
Really? You gave me such good advice.
Well, I'm just pleased it turned out to be a false alarm.
Well, I couldn't have been more wrong if I tried. I mean it, though, Linda. Thank you.
And so do I. It's a joy to see you so contented, Vicky. So, tell me about this cot you've seen.
Oh, Linda, it's lovely. A bit pricey, mind. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, I wish I'd brought the catalogue.
There you go, Mike.
Hey?
Get your chops round there.
Oh, no, I couldn't, Eddie. No, I'm still full from dinner.
Go on, that's the Grundy's finest free-range boar burger, that is.
Oh.
It's on the house.
Oh, I'll have one, Joe.
Oh, good lady.
Oh, well, all right then.
That'll be £3, please.
How much? I thought.
No, unless Ailey's expecting two, eh?
Ailey?
Well, she isn't, is she?
Well, no.
Ah, well, then you has to pay for the bun.
Oh. Well, where'd you find them then, eh? On the side of the road and all?
No.
Yeah, on the back of a skip.
Of course not. We wouldn't be able to charge for them if we had.
Right, so who else are we expecting tonight?
Robert should be along. Well, maybe Neil Carter and David Archer.
I wonder if they've heard yet.
He, the stud of Ambridge. They'll have your picture up in the book.
Oh, leave off.
No, I got to say, Dad, you did surprise me.
Why? I mean, you think your old pa went up to it?
Oh, no.
No, he's been taking them Niagara pills.
What?
Niagara?
I most certainly have not.
Well, it's what you call them, isn't it? Oh, who's this now?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
No. Yeah, it's good to laugh. Well, I haven't felt much like it for a while.
Yep. Hello, love. Excuse me.
I've just spoken to Pat. She says it don't matter whether you charge for the meat or not.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Maybe, but you are not allowed to feed it to anyone.
You fed it to us.
Oh, you ain't the public.
Well, neither are they.
Oh, So you have been selling them burgers?
Oh, listen, love.
I knew it. What did I say to you?
I weren't lying. We've not been selling the burgers. We're selling the buns.
Aren't you listening?
Okay, well, maybe it ain't exactly within the letter of the law.
Do you think, Eddie, after everything I've been through with the dairy, I even want to take the risk?
Oh, Clary.
Well, do you?
No.
No. So go and get them burgers off them now.
You might not feel like it now, Mike Tucker, but as the years go by, they weighs heavier.
Right, Joe, give it a rest.
Your bones start to ache. Your thoughts turn to days long gone by.
Oh, blimey, Charmy. I feel closer to me grave already.
Dad, just don't listen to him. He's going to be great.
Sorry, folks. Burgers are off.
Eh?
By order of her indoors.
You're kidding.
But we're eating them now.
I know, but Clary says we're not allowed.
Already she won't know.
Oh, she'll know.
Well, do I get me money back?
Yes, yes. Come on, hand them over.
Well, I guess we know who's boss.
Hey, leave off, Mike, like you're not under the thumb and all.
Oi.
Yeah, except you so are.
Hey, that's fine, coming from someone who lives in a house full of women.
More cider.
Oh, hey, cheers, Eddie.
Yeah, it's true, though. You better hope the little one's a boy or you're done for.
Hey, tell you what, we should make Baby Tucker an honorary member of the Cider Club.
Huh?
Then he's got to be a boy.
How do you mean?
Well, men only, ain't it?
No, but Lillian's a member.
Oh, she don't count. Come on.
Oh, back to her.
Raise your glasses.
Uh-huh.
To a bouncing baby boy.
Baby boy.
Cheers, lads.
And to Mike for keeping his end
on.
May the fruit of his loins be just as vigorous.
What's this?
What's it look like?
Ian.
That's only a few sandwiches we had left over.
That's really kind of you.
So how are you getting on?
I can just about see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, that's good.
As long as the rain holds off and the grain dryer doesn't decide to back up.
Fingers crossed.
Funny, really.
Hi.
The last harvest at home farm.
Yeah.
Ian, look... I know what you said, but if you're having second thoughts...
We've discussed this. Things obviously aren't working here. I can see what it's doing to you.
It's not only about me, though.
Adam.
I need to know you're happy for us to move away.
Look, I'll find something else. Well, everyone needs to eat.
No, but Ian...
What was that?
It's just a text. It doesn't matter.
Well, no, see who it is. It might be important.
It'd probably be Jeff or Andy... Or Brian.
Well.
It's it's like a thought.
Why? Who's it from?
It's nothing.
Adam?
It's only powerful.
All right, let me see.
He's just asking what I'm doing tonight.
Well, I mean, we haven't got any plans, have we? I mean, when do you think he'll be finished? We can meet him down the bull.
I'm not sure.
Go on, text him
Ian,
back. Go
Ian,
on.
No.
Why not?
Well, I need to look in on the pickers later anyway. I'll ask Pavel then.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Pavel. What about you bringing the shopping?
Oh, don't worry.
That was Matt on the phone.
Oh?
Yeah. He's got a house over in Hollerton he wants me to look at.
Oh.
He's got an elderly couple living there. Says it's a total wreck.
Daryl, what are you looking for?
Keys to me van.
Why? Where are you going?
To this house. Matt wants me over there quick sharp.
Oh, I see.
Aha!
Rosa was showing me again a picture of the scooter.
What are you on about?
The one she'd like to buy. Maybe we could now help her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did buy Anna her keyboard.
Sorry, Baba, I need to shoot off.
But what do you think?
Tell me about it later, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to keep the gaffer waiting now, do I?
Okay, bye.
Pavel? Are you in there?
Yes.
There you are.
The door was open.
Anyone else with you?
No. Please, come on.
Good. I got your text.
You could not wait, yes?
Huh?
I am thinking about you also.
No.
Well, it's okay.
What do you think you're doing?
The others, they're all working.
That's not why I'm here, Pavel. This has to stop. Ian saw your message.
So?
What if he finds out?
Well, I did not say anything.
What do you think happens then? This isn't some free and easy open relationship you're messing with.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is my marriage.
Well, then you should have said no.
I know.
It was a bit of fun.
Well, not for me. Don't you get that, Pavel? It was a mistake. I just wanted to let rip, to let go and feel like...
What?
Well, you, I suppose.
Me?
Yes, how I used to, when you think you can take on the world. But life's not like that, Pavel. Things happen. You fall in love, and you realize you can't put yourself first all the time.
Okay, is that what you've done?
Have you any idea how guilty I feel?
I understand, but why do you say this to me?
Because I don't want you to ruin my relationship.
And I have not told anybody.
No, no. No, you're right, you haven't.
So what are you doing here? Maybe it's not me you should be talking to.
Oh, that's a good cuppa.
Well, if you take on this job, you can get her to make you a lot more.
They seem like a nice enough couple.
You finished?
Oh.
Fire away.
Right, okay then. What I need you to do is make a list of everything that needs doing to the house.
Sure.
And I mean everything, Darryl, not just the cosmetic stuff. I want you to look at the plumbing, the floorboards, get up on the roof if you have to. Any repairs that need doing, I want to know about it.
Sure. Okay. If that's what you want. I'll warn you now, though, there'll probably be a fair bit.
Yeah, precisely.
House this age, you never know what you might find.
And we don't want a sweet old couple like Joyce and Arthur living in a dump, do we?
No.
Good man. It's all work to you. You might as well make it worth your while, eh?
Although it might take me a few hours to cover everything.
Take as long as you need. I don't care. Just make sure to call me with the results.
Well, it's a shame. I was looking forward to a pint down the bowl.
I know. But I think they're going clubbing or something.
That's fair enough. If Pavel's had a better offer.
Yeah. To be honest, I could do with a quiet night in.
Are these socks for the laundry?
I'll do it.
No, it's fine.
Ian, wait. There's something I need to talk to you about.
Yeah? Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is it?
I don't want us to move away. I mean, we don't have to.
But
I've had time to think, especially about what you said last week.
Hang on.
You were right. I've been completely self-obsessed.
Adam,
trying to keep my head above water. I don't know, maybe Mum's right.
Your Mum?
Maybe I am still recovering.
Why? What she said?
It's like drowning.
Adam, what is it?
Please.
Has something happened?
Let me finish. I've allowed my frustrations with the farm to get in the way of what's really important. I know you don't want to leave. Well, you don't, do you?
Well, no. Not really. I mean, if it was just up to me...
Yeah, you see.
But it's not, is it?
It's fantasy, Ian. Where would we go?
All right. Fine. It's just a bit hard, that's all. I mean, I've spent the whole of this week getting used to the idea.
I know.
And I don't want to stay here if things are going to carry on how they are.
They won't.
Seriously? I mean, nothing's going to change.
I will. Ian, it means the world to me that you were prepared to give everything up. But if anyone should, then it's me.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell Brian I'll carry on with the arable. Well, come on, what difference does it make? Those cows are going to be fed anyway.
Yeah, but you don't agree with it.
I lost the argument. I just need to accept it and move on.
I'm a bit lost for words, to be honest.
I'll speak to Brian tomorrow.
Oh, Anna, could you clear up after yourself?
Wonder what's on the box tonight. More Olympics?
Darryl, before you sit down, pass me her plate, please.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, thanks.
Hey, have you seen the remote?
No, I don't know where it is.
Hey, I had to help Joyce and Arthur with their TV before I left. They said they were perfectly happy when they had just four channels.
I looked at scooters while you were out.
You know, they've lived in that house going on 40 years.
Dara, the remote.
Where is it?
It's here.
Oh, thanks, love.
They are not cheap.
What's not cheap?
A scooter for Rosa.
Oh, right, yeah.
Only if you think you'll have more work.
Well, Matt says he wants the place doing over top to bottom.
I found a garage that could give us credit agreement. If they say yes, then I think, OK, maybe we can afford it.
Speak of the devil. Sorry, love.
It doesn't matter. I'll do the washing up then.
Hiya, Matt.
All right, Daryl. Sorry I missed your call having dinner with the missus.
No problem.
This a good time to talk.
Yeah. I'm just sitting down with a beer.
So, what's the verdict?
Well, the good news is the plumbing's not that bad. The radiators could do with being flushed, and you might want to change the valves.
OK, and what else?
There's the repointing, particularly one of the chimneys. There's cracks in the ceiling around the coving. Nothing serious, but they all need filling.
Go on, Dale, there must be more than that.
Well, I did notice some damp in the cellar.
Oh.
Yeah, and a little bit in the kitchen. Best thing to do is probably just put in some new air bricks, see how it goes.
No. That needs looking at straight away.
Yeah, but with better ventilation.
No, Darryl, I want it sorting. If you have to take up the floorboards, replace some of the joists, then so be it.
But what about Arthur and Joyce?
Well, I can't leave it like that.
No, but I mean, if there's a simpler solution, it's got to be worth trying that before turning their home upside down.
Look, if Arthur and Joyce don't like it, they can move somewhere else. I've already offered them a flat.
Have you?
Yeah, of course. That house is too big for them anyway. So when can you start?
I'm not sure.
Look, don't worry about those other jobs I've given you. This takes priority.
No, I'm not sure I want to. I'm just wondering. Look, what are you really asking me to do, Matt?
I'm just being a responsible landlord. I'm not doing anything illegal, Daryl. I'm allowed to keep my properties up to scratch.
I suppose it's...
Look, have a think about it, eh? At the end of the day, you get paid.
Sure.
I wouldn't bother mentioning it to Lillian, though. She doesn't like to get her hands dirty with all the day-to-day maintenance, you know.
If you say so.
I do. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. Cheers, Matt.
Daryl, is everything okay?
Huh?
What did Matt want?
I think he wants me to gut the place.
Yay, so you will be busy. We can buy Rosa the scooter. It would make her so happy, Daryl.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
So where are they going? I think David said Dorset is a self-catered cottage.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
They're only going for a couple of nights.
Here you go.
You know, you're right, Ian. You've got a good life. Hot tub, gin and tonic in one hand.
Yeah, Farmer magazine in the other.
It's important to keep up to date.
Did you see your mum today?
Only briefly.
She's got a real bee in her bonnet about Mike and Vicky.
You're telling me.
I don't see what the problem is. So Mike's getting on a bit. They've got their family around them. Roy and Haley are next door. Just because they can't afford to ship their kids off to boarding school.
Ah!
Sorry.
No, look. The advert. He's got to be joking.
It's for a new arable manager at Home Farm.
How's that for family?
Hey, Adam. Adam, look, don't go doing anything stupid.